The investment firm Goldman Sachs has told its wealthiest U.S. clients they cannot invest in Facebook. The offer will be limited to clients outside the U.S. That's a big change from the story that broke 2 weeks ago. Goldman had offered up to $1.5 billion in Facebook shares, an exclusive offer to its wealthiest clients. Facebook is not expected to go public until next year, so this was a rare chance to invest in a company that many see as the next Google or Apple. Goldman's decision now to shut U.S. investors out comes after concern about scrutiny from the Securities and Exchange Commission. Andrew Ross Sorkin of the New York Times first broke the story of the deal, and he says this is a damaging setback for Goldman Sachs.
Well, this is a huge embarrassment. Literally, since the moment that this news broke, the SEC began investigating. And one of the more arcane rules that the SEC has is one that says that if you are pursuing a private offering, not a public offering, but a private offering, the offering must remain private. You're not supposed to advertise the offering, hype the offering. You're not supposed to, quote unquote, solicit from people in the public domain. And because of, frankly, our news article breaking the news and all of the media attention that happened thereafter, there became a concern that this private offering had turned quite public. And because of that, there was a concern at Goldman Sachs that eventually, after this SEC inquiry that's ongoing now ends, that potentially they could come back to Facebook and Goldman Sachs and say, you can't have done this, even though you did do this, and you're now going to have to go buy back the shares from the people you sold them to.
It is interesting, Andrew, this notion of soliciting clients, because Goldman wasn't advertising the shares. I mean, this was public knowledge through media reports, including your own. The Goldman spokesman told the Wall Street Journal the extent of the media feeding frenzy was a surprise. How problematic was it, and how rare is it for the SEC to step in or potentially step in on a deal like this?
Well, there's one point to be made that's important, which is that Goldman Sachs did do this voluntarily on their own volition. The media story on the Facebook deal is actually a little bit more complicated than it's been portrayed by Goldman Sachs. When we did break that story on a Sunday night, we approached Goldman Sachs, I did personally, to get a comment from Goldman Sachs. At the time, they declined to comment. They had not planned to start the offering that Sunday. They had planned to start the offering later in the week. But because of that phone call to Goldman Sachs, an all points bulletin went out within the firm, and they decided to actually start the offering earlier. So they actually started sending out email solicitations to their clients before the article actually came out, knowing that it was coming out that evening. And it is, in fact, that particular sequence of events that is one of the things the SEC is looking at.
Yeah, I'm not clear, Andrew, what Goldman would have had to have done differently to avoid the SEC scrutiny that we're talking about.
I think there's two elements. One is the sequence on Sunday night, which I think there are some lawyers who suggested could be problematic because it looks like Goldman Sachs was trying to piggyback off of the media coverage because they did change the timing of their plans. The second component is whether they could have actually managed to solicit from their clients throughout the week and managed for this not to leak in those couple of days. They had planned to do this on a very short leash, a very tight timeline. They had really hoped to go out to investors and with 3 to 4 days raise the money. So I think there was a hope that somehow they'd be able to do this and keep it in private until the deal closed, in which case, once it became public, it wouldn't be a problem.
Hmm. Andrew, do you basically have a lot of very wealthy U.S. Goldman clients right now shaking their fists at you and saying, Andrew Ross Sorkin, you just blew a really big deal for me?
I don't know if anybody thinks it's my fault in particular. Take the words Facebook and Goldman Sachs and put them in the same sentence. It becomes a media sensation unto itself. So I think this was bound to happen one way or the other.
I've been talking with Andrew Ross Sorkin, a reporter and columnist with The New York Times. Andrew, thanks.
Thanks so much.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.